Are you one of those people that has to know how much the Babe Ruth ball is actually worth?
I was going to bring it back,
but it was signed by Babe Ruth!
Yeah, you keep telling me that. Who is she?
We'll keep it right here, because today is your lucky day.
The Sultan of Clout!
King of Clout!
The Colossus of Clout! The Colossus of Clout!
Babe Ruth!
It's time for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan, sponsored by ERC Delivery and Huggins and Scott Auctions.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown Trading Company in Naperville with Vince Clemente of ERC Delivery, Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions, and our producer is Chris Black. We're on every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time talking about the value of collectibles, things that are going in the Huggins and Scott Auctions, things that people bring in the Triple Crown in Naperville and show me and sometimes send to Huggins and Scott Auctions. Or if you have an item at home and you want to give us a call at 312-332-3776, we'll give you an estimate of the value, maybe give you an idea of whether or not it would be good for a Huggins and Scott auction or not. And you have entered into a drawing. Each week we have a prize we give away. If you tweet a picture of an item to me, at TCrownTom is my Twitter ID, and we use that on the show. Or if you call us, 312-332-3776, you get in a drawing. And this week, Vince, I don't know which to give away. I have a sale going at Triple Crown in Naperville. Today's the last day for it, and I've got a lot of good stuff in. And I was trying to decide between a Leaf History of Baseball Cut Signature Edition box or a Fleer Showcase Hockey Box. The Fleer, you might not know what this one is. It has one autograph per box, but it also has things like the PMGs, the essential credentials, that kind of stuff in it.
That's a fun product to open.
It is. So that's where I like the Leaf History of Baseball has one Hall of Fame cut signature per box. That's all it is.
Yeah.
So which do you think? Which should we give away?
I think the History of Baseball.
Okay, that's where I was kind of leaning too.
Because you can hit. Don't they have a Babe Ruth in there, or what's
they
the high end product?
They do have a shot
there
for Roberto Clemente, Babe Ruth.
That's a nice product.
I think is in there. And then every one of them is a Hall of Famer, so it's good. All right, that's what we'll do. Maybe if I still have Showcase Hockey next week, maybe we'll give one of those away
next
week.
Sounds good. Well, I'll be buying a few this week, so I don't know.
This week it's the Leaf History of Baseball Cut Signature. And Bill Huggins, now you're this weekend at the Fanatic Show in Rosemont, correct?
Yeah, we're here. I saw Vince yesterday, although I don't know how many boxes he opened last night. He left yesterday with four bags full of boxes.
You know, Bill, I opened up every single one of them last night.
No,
every single one.
Really?
Absolutely. Yep, I did.
Vince is a lightning fast gripper. There's no doubt about
it.
The packs are just screaming when Vince gets thrown.
That was a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
Yeah, we're out here at the Rosemont Show. We'll be here today and most of tomorrow, and boy, we had a lot of stuff yesterday. Vince was kind enough to take back four boxes and a bunch of bats and stuff like that for me to ship back with that great ERC delivery company that he has.
So. Oh, yeah.
Well, thank you. Happy to do it.
I had a lot of guys.
We've got several people coming today. I've got to go see a gentleman this morning and Evanston. Do you guys know how far Evanston is from Rosemont?
I would say, a half hour, maybe
20 minutes? 30 to 40 minutes.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so not too bad. I had a lot of guys yesterday. I was saying to the guys that were coming in, there were like three guys at the same time that coming in with stuff to show me. I tweeted pictures of some of them. Bill from Lockport has the 1980 and 1981 Donruss golf sets, and roughly 85% of his cards are signed. There's an additional five stat leader cards at the end of each set. So I think he had a total of four Jack Nicklaus autographs in that group.
Sweet.
85% signed, and that one's going to Huggins and Scott. I think that's going to run in the August auction. We thought maybe it might take longer to authenticate that just in case, because there's so many autographs. It might take JSA or PSA DNA, whoever Bill uses to authenticate. We thought it might take longer. Rather than rushing it, we're just going to run that one in August. And then I got an email from Keith, who had a picture of a he had pulled back in 1999 a Michael Jordan one of one. It's serial numbered one of one card from 1998-99 Upper Deck Quantum Basketball. Those are good. Now this is still to me should be well over $1,000 card. I would think it's not quite as good as some of them because there's 30 different Michael Jordan cards and each one of them has serial numbers. Whereas if you're in a set where there's only one Michael Jordan base card and that's one of one, maybe that does a little more, but still very cool. And that might end up going in the Huggins and Scott auction. It sounded like very he listens nice. To the show. So it sounds like he might be interested in auctioning that. It'll be interesting to see what that does. I mean, it's a one of one and it's Michael Jordan from the 90s. So it's going to be, it would be good to see in an auction to see what it actually ends up
and
doing.
And if you find two guys who really want that, you're going to see that auction just keep going up and up and up. So
that's
fun
exactly
to watch.
Right. Yep. That's when auctions are fun. I had in, I don't know if I mentioned this on the show or not, in the February Huggins and Scott auction, a guy that used to come into Triple Crown long, over 20 years ago.
Back in the day?
Yeah, back in the day. And he had bought from me 1976 through 1980 Topps basketball sets that were very nice. When we sent him in, Huggins and Scott got the Bird Magic rookie graded, and it got an 8. And there were 5 extra cards in there. Like those were probably worth $300 to $400. So we're estimating, we're figuring maybe $1,000 to $1,500. All this stuff would go very tops. I thought $2,000, very tops. Went for $3,600.
Wow,
so
nice.
That shows when, first off, that 86 and older basketball is really hot. And also that if there's, you know, not that group of things, if it's the right things and they go in an auction, you just never know. I bet you see that a lot, don't you, Bill?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, it's funny because sometimes people will give me, 9 items or 6 items, and I'll tell them, hey, you know, 2 of the items you're probably going to get what you thought. 2 of them, you're going to say, I thought I'd do a little better. And the other 2, you're going to say, I wish I had a house full.
Yeah, right.
And going into the auction, it's hard to say which of the 3 categories the items are going to fall in.
Yeah, that's true. And you mean, because sometimes, like, something that went real high, only 1 or 2 guys really wanted it. And if one of the guys got it, then it comes out again. It's not going to, you know, maybe the other guys that want it don't want it quite as badly or don't have the money to bid that high or whatever.
Oh, it's where 2 and 3 fall.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
1 and 2 take it to a certain level, but where did 3 drop out?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And then are there new guys who want it because they saw what the other one went? Then it can go the other way higher. You just and that you don't know. It's up to the public to decide that, and part of the fun of the whole thing, actually. Michael from St. Joe, Michigan is on the line. What's up, Michael? What do you have?
Good morning.
Hi.
How are you guys today?
Doing great.
Good. I have a 64 Yanks pristine signed baseball.
Ooh.
Grandfather was great friends with Joe Pepitone at the time. He was the next Mickey Mantle.
Yeah.
As far as the Yanks were concerned.
Yeah.
And invited him into the clubhouse. And obviously, Joe Pepitone, Mickey Mantle, Whitey Ford, Roger Maris, the whole team.
So it's a really nice white baseball with bold signatures, you're saying?
Their original signatures.
How bold are the signatures? Are they clear and bold, or are they faded, or?
Oh, no. It's been in a bank vault since 1964.
Wow. You know, Joe Pepitone, I think, was the first Major League Baseball player to ever use a hair dryer in the clubhouse.
And the question is, was it real hair or not? Right?
Yeah, right. Well, Bill Huggins, what do you think on it? That was the last year that Mickey Mantle was on a team that went to the World Series, I believe. So that's actually a still had the big name, still had Mantle on there. That's a pretty big ball, and Maris being on there too. What do you think, Bill Huggins?
I would say that thing's probably 1,000 to 1,200 on its worst day, and maybe 1,500 to 2,000 on its best day.
Yeah, that would be another one, depending on how nice it is, and if that's nicer,
yeah.
You might even have somebody who has one and he sees this one in auction and he's like, "Whoa, wait a minute! I think I'll upgrade and sell the one that I had." You know, stuff like that can happen too.
So well, yeah. A lot has to do with how complete it is too.
Yeah, how many total are on there, Michael?
The entire team.
Oh, that's nice.
It's got Billy Martin, Tony Kubek.
Well, Billy Martin wouldn't have been on the 64 Yankees.
No.
Yeah.
Billy was 65, maybe?
No, if it was 64 Yankees, it wouldn't have Billy Martin. Now, if it has Billy Martin, he's back in, but it wouldn't have Joe Pepitone then. Because Billy Martin left the Yankees in the 50s. I think he was traded away because they thought he was bad influence on Mantle.
I'm going to have to dig deep
why,
in it.
You know?
Yeah, you're going to have to find all the names on there and find out exactly what it is. Maybe it's just a random Yankees signed ball, yeah. You know, from a bunch of different years.
I can't imagine that because literally, I mean, he was literally invited into the clubhouse. I don't remember it. I remember the conversation, though.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'll check into it. If you want to send pictures, you know, we'll help you figure it out.
That would be cool.
All right.
And can you repeat where to send pictures to?
Well, if you want to email them to me, tcrowntom@gmail.com is my email. And if you send me pictures of, if you can get all angles of the ball, and then I'll help you figure out if it's a team or if it's random. Like, if Pepitone and Billy Martin are both on it, it can't be a team signed ball.
Right.
So then we would know right there that it's just, you know, a bunch of Yankee stars. Now, maybe Billy Martin was visiting that day. I don't think he was a coach on that team. I mean, that we'd have to look up. I don't think he was, but maybe he was a coach and not the manager. That I don't know. But, you know, we could look that one up and then go from there.
Let me dig in. Thank you.
All right. Very good. Thanks for the call. The number here is 312-332-3776. You can give us a call if you have a question about the value of your collectible, if you have something that's been sitting around the house for a while and you're thinking, hey, I wonder if this is worth anything. Give us a call, 312-332-3776. We're giving away to one caller, or if you tweet a picture of an item to my attention at @TCrownTom on Twitter and we use it on the show, you get in the drawing. We're giving away a Leaf History of Baseball cut signature box. It has one cut signature of a baseball Hall of Famer in it. It's in it looks like a Beckett holder, and it's serial numbered to how many they made in this product, and Leaf authenticates it. So it's a really cool product. I think a couple that I've happened to open, one or two. I got a Mike Schmidt.
Yep.
Stan Kovaleski, who actually played longer ago than I thought. You got a couple good ones.
Yeah, Bill Dickey.
Bill Dickey.
A Leo DeRocher. That was an interesting hit.
Yeah. Pretty cool. It's a neat product. Yep. So that's what we're giving away today. 312-332-3776. I was thinking it might be time to do the which ended higher. But I don't know. We don't want to rush that. Do we want to rush it before the break, Vince?
It's your dance floor, Tom.
Okay, November 2016 in the Huggins and Scott auction. These three items ended. This isn't the February. We went back one, not to play with your mind,
okay.
Vince.
No, you would never do that, right?
1948 Leaf baseball card number 79, I think it was. Jackie Robinson graded PSA 3.5. A 1948 Leaf baseball card number 76. Ted Williams graded a PSA 5. And a 1952 Topps baseball number 261, Willie Mays graded PSA 5. So 48 Leaf Jackie Robinson, 3.5 PSA. 48 Leaf Ted Williams, PSA 5. 52 Topps Willie Mays, PSA 5. Which ended higher in the Huggins and Scott auction?
All right, so I'm 0 for 2 after the first two weeks.
So now you're nuts thinking,
once the game starts, I mean, it's going to be easy.
No longer do you think this is going to be easy.
I'm feeling the pressure, but I'm going to go with the Jackie Robinson.
Jackie Robinson first.
Yes,
okay.
That's my pick.
And you would be
All right, yes, okay, there we go. I'm on the board.
Jackie Robinson, high bid, $2,200. The Willie Mays, $1,900. And the Ted Williams, $1,400. Way to go, Vince.
Thank you. Batting 333. If I was a baseball player, I'd be a billionaire.
You went from a slump to a very good batting average in one. That's what baseball's all about.
That's right. Yes. One out of three.
Well, for you callers, with the boards lit up pretty good here, so it's time for a short break coming up here. The number is 312-332-3776. We're giving away a Leaf History of Baseball Cut Signature Edition box to one caller. Or if you tweet me a picture of an item that you want to know the value of, T Crown Tom, so tweet it to at T Crown Tom, and we use it on the show, you get in the drawing. So hang in there. We'll be right back.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan. Sponsored by ERCDelivery.com and Huggins and Scott Auctions on ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. Give us a call, 312-332-3776. If you give us a call with a question, you get on the air. We do a drawing at the end of each week's show for a prize. We're giving away this week a Leaf History of Baseball Cut Signature Box, which has one Baseball Hall of Fame autograph in it. So it's a very cool product. You got a chance for some of the old-time biggies in there. 312-332-3776 is the number. And you can also tweet a question, a picture of an item at T Crown Tom is my Twitter ID. If I use it on the show, you get in the drawing. Bill, I noticed that it looks like, I think this is still the date plan, on April 12th, the Cubs plan to unveil the design of their World Series rings. Now, I was looking up what some World Series rings have gone for in the past, like Willie Harris 2005 White Sox ring sold for $21,600. Jim Leyritz 2000 ring sold for $36,000. J.C. Romero 2008 Phillies, I think it was, $26,840. I'm thinking, what would, even if it was not one of the stars, I'm not talking about a Chris Bryant or a Schwarber or Rizzo or anybody like that. What if anybody's the first Cub player that was on the World Series roster, that their World Series ring goes to auction? I mean, to me, that's got to do minimum $30,000, don't you think, Bill? Where do you think that first one might go, since it's been such a long time since the Cubs won a World Series?
Boy, I tell you, Tom, I you may be way low on that.
I think so, yeah.
Honestly, I don't know that six figures is off the table by any stretch. I mean, if you're talking, like you said, a player, one of the 25, or they probably give rings to about 35 to 40 guys or so that were on the roster at some point during the season. So, but, I mean, if you got a semi-name, a guy who was on the basic 25-man roster for the whole year, there have got to be Chicago collectors.
Yeah, go crazy.
You know, $100,000 to them is nothing.
Yeah.
And this ring is everything, you know.
Plus, there's a lot of celebrities around the country that are big Cubs fans that would be after that. Yeah, I think it could be really big. It'd be fun to see. I don't know that, you know, who knows, but, I mean, Willie Harris sold his from the White Sox from 2005. You never know. Some players, it seems like, are really into keeping their, you know, their awards and trophies. Other guys are like, they could care less. They, you know, they really don't.
So what will the rings go for this year when they win two in a row? I'm curious about that.
Well, the second year probably wouldn't be as much as the first one, but let's say they won five in a row or something. You know, who knows? Let's take it one step at a time and see what happens. It's going to be a fun year to see what they do, though.
Absolutely.
And the White Sox are making moves. I mean, they definitely have some good arms to work with there.
And Moncada is a great young player. Two homers the other day.
Yeah, he's fast, too. Have you seen him run at all? Oh, my God. He can fly. So at least there's some excitement. They're a little different. They finally seem to have gotten rid of, try to rebuild and win at the same time. That just doesn't work. Now, though, if the Bulls and Bears kind of get off that, too, it would be nice. All right, we've got, let's see here, Neil driving along Lakeshore Drive. Are you, Neil, what do you have?
Yes, sir. Hey, in 2003 for the All-Star game, the White Sox gave artists life-size bobbleheads.
Life-size?
Life-size. Yeah, when I stand on the base, this thing is almost, the base is probably about 6 inches tall. And when I stand on the base, the bobblehead's probably about 6'1".
You're kidding. Now, are you an artist?
No, no. I purchased it after the All-Star. They put them around the city for all the different, just to help promote the game. And after the All-Star game, then they raffled them off for Sox charities. And so I have a pretty substantial bobblehead collection. So I bid on one, and I won the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Huh.
So I'm not trying to downsize my house. I have over 1,000 bobbleheads, including this big one. And I'm just seeing if you have any idea at all what you would know at this thing I should even ask for.
Well, Bill, don't you think if he's downsizing, a good way to downsize, get rid of some of those bobbleheads would be through a Huggins and Scott auction, especially if he has some rare ones from the 60s? Or how extensive is your collection, Neil? Like how... You know, do you have some of the real toughies, some real big ones?
Yeah, I've got about a half a dozen of the little 4-inch ones, the ones that used to go on the dashboard that have the little magnet in the base. I do have quite a few. I'd say probably half the collection is from the 60s, and the other half is like some of the newer stuff, but...
Yeah, very. Now the full size bobblehead. I imagine you haven't seen one of those walking by. Hey, there goes my bobblehead.
Yeah.
Well, so would you want to give an estimate on that, Bill, or Neil? What did you pay for it at the time?
I paid $3,500 for it.
Wow. How cool! I mean, can you send me a picture of it or tweet a picture? Do you know how to do Twitter and tweet a picture?
I don't do Twitter, unfortunately. I don't know how to do that. But
well, if you can email me a picture, tcrowntom@gmail.com, and then I'll tweet it. And I don't know, Bill, do you want to give an estimate of what that might go for, or would you even be able to sell that? Because it's like shipping
that would test the imagination of ERC.
How to get that and how much would it cost to get it
way.
To you?
We'll find a way.
Now, yeah. Bill, where would you start the bidding on the Pittsburgh Pirate body size bobblehead from the 2003 All-Star?
I'd want to have my research cap. I mean, Neil, did they have one for each team? You know, is that what it was?
Yeah. Yeah, they had one for each team. And then they did, like, the smaller size ones, and they did multiple ones of those. So I've got about the whole set of those as well.
Maybe that would be one of those things, Bill, where you set it up where as long as, like I could go to his house and see that he actually has it there, take pictures. And then you could do it in the auction where it would have to be picked up in the Chicago area or something. You know what I mean?
Well, or like I said, or Vince and his creative imagination, like the crane lowering.
Yeah. Vince will be driving a crane to Washington, D.C.
That's right. Whatever we have to do, what he's going to do.
I tweeted Vince had by the way, if you want to see that story we were telling last week, Vince, do a quick recap of your story.
I just had to deliver a copy that was 16 foot long in 5 pieces, and we had to crane it onto the roof to get it into the upper second floor office for Konica Minolta. So it wouldn't fit up the stairway, so I got a crane.
Vince tweeted a picture of the crane with that, and I retweeted it. If you want to see it, it was pretty neat.
Do what you got to do.
And then, Neil, some of those
No, that would be the way we would do that, Tom, is this thing would stay in Chicago. And if a Chicago area person or maybe even a Pittsburgh person wanted, they wanted to drive to Chicago and pick it up, that would be great. Although, boy, you're not going to get it into a, you know, Mini Cooper or anything like that.
No, I bet Pittsburgh David would be all over that one. We have a regular customer that comes in the Triple Crown. I think he's at the, Vince said he saw him at the Fanatic show this weekend, but he used to have a card store in the 90s in Pittsburgh. Great guy, comes in to T-Crown once a month or so. I bet he'd be all over that
one. Saw him yesterday at the show, but I would crate that. I could ship that anywhere in the world. I'll crate that up and secure it, and I'd get it to the winner. Absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely. Could do that pretty easily.
We have sold, Bob, some three-foot bobbin heads. We sold a Ray Lewis and a Brooks Robinson that were, they were about 3 feet tall.
Huh. Wow. Well, Neil,
I know they had one on our table at the National one year. It was, everybody wanted to stop and take their picture with it.
Yeah, that would be cool if you had it in the August auction and it was at the National with you, Bill, like stand, like right by your thing. That would definitely get some attention from people, without a doubt. Now, Neil, some of the other, the regular size ones, I mean, you can auction them with Huggins and Scott at any time as long as, you know, the value has a shot at $1,000 or more. And, Bill, you do bobbleheads a lot in your auctions, correct?
We do very, very well with them. You know, the old Roberto Clemente bobblehead, any of the players, Mays, Mantle, Maris, that they did. And
yeah,
a lot of the figurehead ones, I'm sure Neil knows, are very popular.
Neil, when was the first bobblehead? Do you know when they started making baseball bobbleheads?
Wow, yeah, no idea. I know the first sets were like in the early 60s.
Yeah.
Jim, when they started when they started doing teams.
Yeah. Well, very cool, Neil. Hey, we'll keep in touch, and if you want to email me the picture, I'll tweet it so people can see.
Yeah. And did we have any idea at all? Did we put a number on it, or what did we think?
I'll let Bill. I think that's a tough one.
I don't know if it'll get 3,500, but I don't know that it won't get more than that either. It would be something where, if we decided to do this, Neil, you and I would just need to come up with a number that what we want to start it at.
Okay. All right. Sounds great.
Yep.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys. Nice talking with you.
Yeah. Thanks for the call. That was an interesting one. That's something you don't see every day.
Nope.
All right. Let's see who's waiting the longest here. We've got Tom from Midway on the line. Thanks for waiting, Tom. What do you have?
Hey, good morning, guys. I was going through an old scrapbook, and I got a scorecard from Wrigley Field from 1966. On the front, it's pristine. The scorecard is filled out professionally by my old girlfriend's mother, and it has Ernie Banks' autograph and Ron Santo on the front.
Oh, that's pretty cool. So, and the autographs are bold, and the scorecard's in nice shape?
Yes. Very good shape. And what's interesting about it is, like I said, she filled out the score sheet. And, I mean, she's got it down to the T. And it's clear. That's more interesting than Santo and Ernie Banks.
Anybody have big games? Any three-homer games or what happened?
Yeah, Santo was 4 for 5.
See, now that's pretty cool that you have Santo signed on the cover in a game where he went 4 for 5.
Yes. Yeah, he was 4 for 5 in there. And
did you say it was against the Pirates?
Starting pitcher was, it was against the Giants.
Giants.
You got Bill Hands was the starting pitcher.
Oh, he just passed away recently. Sorry to.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
No, I didn't know that because I'm a big fan. And then Kelvin Kuntz, I remember the name. Jenkins was in relief. But anyway, it's really pristine. And I was just curious. The other thing that's interesting, a beer was 40 cents.
Yeah.
A box seat was $3.50.
Pretty amazing, isn't it?
And then they also list like all the National League pitchers. You know, I think they still do that today in some of the score things, but in the American League pitchers and the umpires. But anyway, what do you think on that? I'm not really. I mean, I was just curious.
I would think if I had that in T-Crown, I'd have to see it first.
Right.
But and if the autographs were both authenticated, I'd probably ask about 200 for it, I think. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
I'm just getting an idea.
I'd have to see it, though, you know, first. And Bill, that's not a big enough one for a Huggins and Scott auction, is it?
Well, it probably has more sentimental and personal value,
or
probably a key crown more item.
Yeah.
Unless something else big happened that day, you know.
Mm-hmm. I got you guys. Real quick, the other thing I got.
Home run or something.
Yeah, or if you had it as part of a program lot, maybe, where you had like 100 programs from the 60s, you know, that might work, something like that.
But real quick, a Walter Payton jersey, not a game jersey, is bought at a store with his signature on it, on the 4, and it's we have it in like a the case or something downstairs. I mean, is that worth anything at all?
Oh, yeah. Walter Payton, I think his
signature.
Is it Steiner Sports or who's the authentication with it?
I would have to look.
It well, you know, if it's authentic, I think his jerseys are still around a grand, give or take a couple hundred
wow.
bucks. So, yeah, his signed jerseys are good.
And you know what happened? My wife went to it was a bank opening, actually, and he was there. So she took a picture with him, and we sort of have that inserted. I mean, it's not connected to the jersey, but we have that sort of inserted in the little case that we have with the jersey. So, but you think about 1,000, huh?
Yeah.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah, I haven't seen them sell recently. At one time, they were upselling like 1,500, 1,800. I think they're down a little bit right
yeah.
now. But it's yeah. still, you know, Walter Payton will always be collectible because a lot of people still consider him maybe the best all-around football player in history. So, you know, he's always going to be big. So,
okay.
you know, that's a good thing.
All right.
If I can get this to work here, I'm trying to figure out a way to get this. Oh, here we go. Okay, 40 cents in 1966. Okay, if the beer
yes.
at Wrigley Field was
yes.
40 cents in 1966, just from inflation, what should they be charging for that same beer in 2017 at Wrigley Field?
Well, they charge about $7 to $8 now, so yeah. I would say
I think it's $10. I think it's $9 a beer, guys.
Yeah. yeah, it's more
oh,
than that.
It's been a while.
But what should they be charging based
probably
on
about
just
exactly. $4? I would say $4.
Yeah.
40 crazy. Cents in 1966. In 2017 is $3.01.
Okay.
So a $3 beer would be about the same markup probably as that. Of course, it might cost them more now. We don't know all the costs involved. I have a feeling they're making quite a bit of profit
yes.
on those $9 beers. All right. Well, thanks for the call.
Bye,
we're off track
Black
a little Ice. Bit, but we'll see what happens here. Now, I guess it's already time for another break here. I wasn't looking at the clock, but it's time for another short break. The number is 312-332-3776. We're on till 8. Answering your questions about the value of your collectibles, we're on every Saturday morning from 7 to 8. And we're giving away a Leaf History of Baseball cut signature box with one Hall of Fame autograph per box to one caller. If you tweet a picture of an item, T Crown Tom is my Twitter ID, and we use it on the show. So hang in there. We'll be right back.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on every Saturday morning from 7 to 8, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. The number's 312-332-3776. We're giving away a Leaf History of Baseball cut signature box, which has one Hall of Fame baseball player cut signature in it, and all the biggies are in there. So give us a call. You get in the drawing, and ERC Delivery. Vince will pick the winner at the end of the show. If you email Vince at ercdelivery.com, he'll have somebody, he'll set things up to have it delivered free of charge right to your door. Now, you can also tweet a picture of an item at T Crown Tom as my Twitter ID. At the end of the show or right after the show last week, I want to mention this one. It's for one thing because his Twitter ID is Hurricane Ditka.
Cool. Love the name.
So you got to like that. But he also had something that I want to explain a little about here. He has a Michael Jordan Upper Deck Authenticated with a Upper Deck Authenticated hologram on it and the number. Serial numbered 567 of 1,000. It's an orange signed baseball size. So it's like set up like it's kind of like a mix of a basketball and a baseball. And the thing is, you can't check this hologram number online because I think it was before 2002. If something was authenticated by Upper Deck before then, it's not in their online database. You have to call Upper Deck to confirm that this is actually one of their signed items. So I did that. I called Upper Deck. They said, yes, it's an authentic Jordan. And now we get to the value of it. I'm not big on the looks of this. To me, that's not something that I would want. I would either want a real baseball signed by Jordan or a real basketball. I personally don't like the looks of it. But the baseballs sell for $400-$600 typically, and a basketball might be $600-$800. I think it's somewhere in that range, numbered to 1,000, but it's not. Just didn't, you know, some people might love it. Wasn't something that I was a big fan of.
If you're going to buy a ball with Jordan's signature on it, you're going to get either a real baseball or a real basketball. So that
makes
sense.
That's kind of what I thought, yeah. I'll retweet this here. T Crown Tom is my Twitter ID so people can see what it does look like. And you know, you can decide for yourself if you like it or not. All right, next on the line, Holden. Thanks for holding so long. Casey from Naperville. What's up, Casey? What do you have?
Yeah, I got a signed Bo Jackson scorecard from Springbrook Golf Course. We were golfing with him. I was golfing with my dad one day, and they had a lightning storm go off. We all met inside the clubhouse, and I got to meet Bo Jackson about 10 years ago.
Okay. And I bet he could hit a golf ball a pretty far away, huh?
Oh, yeah. He hit that thing a mile.
Yeah, how did he score? Was he able to putt and do all the other things?
Well, we didn't get to finish the round because it was a huge thunderstorm and lightning storm came in.
Okay.
So we got to meet him in the clubhouse.
I'm thinking, I don't know, maybe $40 or $50, Bill. Are you thinking more than that, or are you with me on that one?
That's probably more of a personal thing for Casey.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably, you know, $40, $50, $75, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just curious.
Yeah, and it's neat. And to me, if I were you, I'd get it framed, put up on the wall. It makes a great story to tell people when they're over and, you know, you have company over or whatever.
Plus, then the real value of it is priceless.
That's exactly right. Yep. How many stories can you tell about that?
Right.
You know what I mean? How many people have golfed with Bo Jackson and lived to tell about it?
That's right.
So let's see. Next on the line, we've got, Harold on the Dan Ryan. What's up, Harold? What do you have?
Yeah, so the interesting part about what I have is I actually won this item. Well, I got this item because I won a contest with you guys, ESPN, with Carmen and Yurko.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so I got a piece of or a section of the original Chicago Stadium floor signed by Scottie Pippen. I'm sure it's probably not worth much, but just wanted to get you guys' input on that.
Well, I just saw one that was PSA DNA authenticated, sold for $162.50 on eBay a couple of months ago. That's all I've seen recently. Yeah, so, I mean, that's pretty cool. What did you have to do to win it? You just called in and you called in at the right time?
Yeah, they had the question was, who wore the number 33 before Scottie Pippen? Mm-hmm. And the interesting part is, the guy who wore the number, Juwan Odom, actually used to date my aunt.
Oh, you're kidding. Wow, that's cool.
So that's how I knew that. And
I remember Juwan. He was a center, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, tall guy. Yeah.
Yeah, was he a pretty good guy, or do you not want to talk about it?
No, he was very cordial to the family. He came over for one of the holidays and was very nice. But the bad thing, I was a kid, and I really didn't even know who he was. I just knew he was, you know, almost 7 feet tall.
Yeah, it's like, do adults really grow to this size?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's neat. Yeah, that's cool. That's a good, I wouldn't have known that. It was, I remember Juwan Oldham. I don't remember him wearing 33. I would have thought he was like 50-something or, you know.
Yeah, that's a center number, right? The 50.
Yeah, right. Okay, well, thanks for the call.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Next on the line, we have Rob from Lindenhurst. What do you have there, Rob?
How you doing?
Good.
Yeah, I received an signed Emmitt Smith football card. It was back in the early 90s. I went to a football game at the Bear Stadium, and they handed them out as you walked in. And I opened the package, and it was a signed Emmitt Smith football card. And I think it was a scorecard.
Now, was it numbered? So they probably gave out like 40,000 of them and only had a few signed, right?
That's correct. Yeah, I was just surprised when I opened it up and I saw the blue writing on it. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is a signed card from Emmitt Smith.
Did they say how many he actually signed that day, or is it just, you know, it's a shorter print?
I don't know, because it was my only Bears game I ever went to. And I happened to get this package of cards, and one of them was his with his signature.
Bill Huggins, have you seen one of those, or you want to give any estimate on that?
I don't know that I've seen one of those. It may have been a local area promotional thing, Rob, but signed Emmitt Smith cards like that, if it is a tougher one to find, you could be looking at a couple hundred dollars.
Okay.
Yeah, I would think so, okay. too. So that's very nice. Now, Todd, Superman Todd, has a picture. Okay, this is a 1928 legal tender note, a dollar bill, and it's graded 66 from PMG. Bill, are you familiar with that at all? I'm not into collecting money, unfortunately. But I don't know. This looks like it must be a high grade. From,
yeah, I think the money grades only go up to 70.
Yeah, and this it looks really sharp. I wonder what that would do.
That'd is it be, a silver certificate? Is that what it is?
It says a dollar legal tender note, and there's some other stuff on here. It's just a $1 bill, it looks like to me. But it's in really nice shape from 1928. I guess we'll have to look.
It's probably one of those silver certificates. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. You want any ideas off the top of your head, or you want to look that one up a little bit?
That would be Americana Steve's category.
Yeah, we'll check with Americana Steve and see what he's not at the show with you in the Fanatic show in Rosemont this weekend, is he, Americana Steve?
No.
Yeah.
No, he does the two Raleigh shows with me.
Who do you have with you, Ricky? And is
no,
Ricky?
Actually, just I have my. My representatives from Grand Rapids, Mike and Tammy Golston, they do the show with me. They come down from Grand Rapids.
Oh, very cool. So Bill Huggins is at the Fanatic show in Rosemont. Now, Bill, you don't have a 6-foot bobblehead next to your table for people to see today, do you?
No, I just have my 5'9" little fat butt that my head bobbles a little bit every time.
Yeah, all right. Very good. All right, now looking back, well, actually, let's talk a little bit about some of the items coming up in the May Huggins and Scott auction. Bidding begins April 24th, goes through May 4th. You can go to HugginsandScott.com. There's a couple of things I wanted to mention. Now, here's something. 1950s Blatt's Beer Safe at Home Metal Countertop Display with $100 minimum bid. If I remember correctly, Blatt's sounded the way it sounds. It tasted as bad as it sounds. Blatt's. <It's>
like, Maybe that's where they came up with word Blatt.
Yeah,
from,
when
you
they did the taste test, let's call this Blatt's. You've got there's better things than that. Let's see what else here. We've got the. Lot of three single sign basketballs, Dominique, Shaq, and Bird in one lot with a $200 minimum bid. This is kind of interesting. A 1960 Philadelphia Eagles NFL championship full ticket, PSA 2 with a $400 minimum bid. I imagine there's not a lot of those tickets floating around, Bill.
No, that was, I think, the last Eagles championship game, if not the only one, I think, that they may have won.
Yeah, and, let's see. They were in the Super Bowl, but they didn't win the Super Bowl, did they?
Nope.
No.
No, they're one of the teams that hasn't won one.
And the Lions have never been in a Super Bowl. Isn't that something? Yeah, it's tough to be a Lions fan, I guess. All right, next, of course, what are we talking about? What's been going on with – let's not get started.
Yeah, there you go.
Let's not even go there. Okay, we've got Bruce from Bloomington on the line. What do you have there, Bruce?
Good morning. I have a Topps patch card, 2008 Topps baseball. It's from President Obama. They had a letter for each of those, each of his last name, numbered to 50. And he's on the front of the card with in a White Sox jersey throwing the ball. And then on the back, it has the embroidered letter. Anyway, I have one of those that is actually number 44 out of 50 since he was the 44th president.
Oh, no. I see that to me, that adds value to that item. That's almost the... Since a president doesn't really wear a numbered jersey, if you're going to get a collectible that's numbered of them, if you can get the number that's their number of the presidency, that to me is like a one of one almost.
Yep.
You know, that's a lot. I think that's pretty good. Now, Have you seen any sell on eBay, Vince, that they just numbered to 50?
Yeah, I'm looking at a few that just don't go for much more than 10 bucks. The letters just by themselves numbered to 50.
Okay.
But with the
that might add to it. I would think that could be pretty good. If you were going to sell that on eBay, I'd want to highlight that fact, that serial number, because that's a key point in the selling of it. Mo from Hammond, Indiana. What do you have there, Mo?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I have a Sean Taylor autographed jersey, the safety from the Redskins.
Yeah, he was great. That was a tragic getting murdered in his house. It was an intruder stabbed him, I think, right?
No, he got shot in the leg. He got shot in the leg and ended up bleeding too badly where he couldn't recover.
Now, this isn't a game-worn jersey. It's a signed jersey.
No, it's a game-worn.
Oh, wow. Bill Huggins, you're in that area. I mean, have you seen a Sean Taylor game-worn jersey sell or come through?
Gosh, you know, I want to say years ago we did, but... Gosh, Mo, that thing could be, several thousand dollars easily. I've got a great audience for that if you ever decide you want to sell that.
That would be a great Huggins and Scott auction item. They're headquartered in just outside of Washington, D.C. So, yeah, they'd have a lot of collectors looking at that one if you ever decide to sell it, Mo.
It's funny. I found it in my grandmother's garage hanging. And just asked her if I could take it. She said, yeah.
Now, any idea where she got it? You're sure it's a game used?
Yeah, because my uncle used to do business with a Washington Redskins owner, and he got a bunch of memorabilia from him, and that was one of the things that he got. I got a big my other cousin got a helmet with the signatures from a bunch of players on the team and a couple football.
Well, if you decide you want to auction that jersey, if you want to bring it into me at Triple Crown in Naperville, I can send it to Huggins and Scott for you for auction.
What was your email again?
tcrowntom@gmail.com. And the Huggins and Scott phone number is 301-608-0355 if anybody wants to call Bill and ask a question. It's time to do the drawing.
This week's winner is Tom from Midway. So, Tom, email me your address to vince@ercdelivery.com. I'll deliver right to your door free of charge.
Yes, and you have to do that by Thursday and get that email to him by Thursday, or we'll enter the prize into next week's drawing, which we haven't had that problem yet. People have been getting right in touch with you quickly. There's some good prizes.
Absolutely.
All right. Don't forget to check out Bill Huggins at the Fanatic Show in Rosemont this weekend, today and tomorrow. I've got a sale going at Triple Crown in Naperville. Today's the last day. Vince@ercdelivery.com. And thanks to Chris Bleck, our producer. Have a great week, everybody. Thanks for listening.